It is Kiefer Live at Bonnaroo, and I've got Dave and Paul from Sons of Fathers in the studio with me. Welcome. Good to see you guys.
Man, good to be here, Kiefer. Thanks for having us.
How are you?
I'm doing well. The guy who produced your record, and I love how he described you guys, they are the Everly Brothers meets Neil Young and Merle Haggard and The Clash. If you could add one more artist to that list, who would it be and why?
I'd have to say
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, Paul McCartney would be a good one. I was thinking, pieces of George Strait. That's we got a little country feel in us, as well. So it's cool with
Fleet Foxes, the reverb.
Yeah.
Reverb. Solely based on reverb and
Vox.
Weird sounds.
Crazy vocals. That's a hard question, man. We want to say, the Beatles, you want to say the Rolling Stones, you want to say all the great bands, but we feel like, we touch base with a lot of different genres, and, if we want to sing a country song, by God, we'll sing a country song. If we want to play a rockin' song, we play a rockin' song, and just kind of keeps on going from there, Sky's the limit with this band. We don't really box ourselves in. The toughest question is answering what genre, what kind of sound are y'all, and we're like, we're our sound. We just do what we like to play.
It has been observed that you two are a contrast to each other in personality, physicality. But when you come together, what is it that that makes this Sons of Fathers?
Yin and yang, man.
Yin and yang.
We're both
crazy as hell, first of all.
Yeah, I don't know. It's about just... You come to a common point when you come from two different places. You gotta stretch and you gotta work to get somewhere. And I think it's ultimately a better place than just going off on a tangent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
We were both doing our own projects when we started this thing, and before we started this thing, and we were one thing that we did have in common. We were hustlers, working our asses off. And we both saw that in each other when we first met. We were hustling and trying to find this guy in San Marcos who could give us a better gig, and we were both meeting him at the same time at this Harper's Bar, right?
Isn't that what it was? Harper's? I think it's still open, yeah.
Yeah, Harper's Bar, or we closed it down, one or the other. We didn't really like each other. We were butting heads there for probably half a year, 6 months. We knew of each other and we never really hung out. And then we started producing records together. Me and him produced records to make a little extra money. And we went in and worked with our buddy Marshall. And then it started clicking in the studio. We noticed that, we have some vibes going, some good creativity going. Even personalities are still kind of clashing. We don't really like each other. But when we get in the studio, red lights on, stuff starts working. And then we started realizing, hey, man, why don't we try to work together? And then we go to East Texas one weekend, get beer drunk till 4 in the morning, and we start singing old Everly Brothers tunes and singing harmony that we're not even thinking about it, and to the point where we're laughing. We're like, what is going on here? We're both kind of amazed by us singing together. And so we're like, man, let's kick this thing off. Let's start writing some songs, and then the rest is kind of history, so...
You guys do sing incredibly well together. What was the first song you guys sang together and you said, yeah, I think we can make a go at this?
We did the very first thing ever was at this little tiny bar in San Marcos with like the old carpet, that's never been, it should be replaced, but they just
stinky,
kinda,
but it keeps that good scent in there.
It's called The Den, and I don't care if they hear it. And we played that Tom Petty "Learning to Fly" song just on the fly, and that was cool. And then "Wheels" by the Flying Burrito Brothers, because it was kind of an early sort of model for what we did, was the weird kind of messed up country with the two part vocals. That was sort of it inspired us to kind of go with what we were feeling already.
They say that truth is stranger than fiction. It's an incredible story, the title track of Burning Days. It's the statute of limitations, keeping that in mind, and possible lawsuits. What can you tell me about the circumstances that led to that song?
Burning Days is just about bunch of young people all put together in the same place, and
testosterone
and nobody know, you know, everybody was sort of at a crazy point in their lives and making a lot of changes, and I think it just sort of a bunch of making energy collided, and it's sort of
making bad decisions that make good songs.
I don't think it was bad decisions.
Some of them.
No.
A couple. Maybe.
It was about a bunch of crazy people. But they're all good now, and everything's fine.
One of the themes at Bonnaroo this year is album art, and I've got your record in front of me. Tell me, who took the picture? First off, it's...
Dalton Campbell.
Yeah.
Dalton Campbell. He's been there from the start. He took pictures of us in front of a church when it was just me and David a long time ago.
He just bought his camera.
Bought his camera, and he was like, man, this is cool. How do you put this lens on?
Now he's traveling the world taking pictures of models, which is probably the best gig you could have.
Yeah.
What were you trying to get across with the cover of this album?
That we're super serious.
Super serious, and you should listen to the record, and then maybe you can visualize the other half of our face.
I tried to draw something, but it didn't work out, so we just put our faces on it.
We're like, hey, let's cut our face. Actually, what really happened? We were editing, and we accidentally just did that. Like, remember we weren't even thinking about putting the faces like that. We were just seeing how it'd look if we cut our faces in half and put my face on one side and his face on the other.
Which is really creepy and
real creepy.
Disturbing.
And then we're like, wait a second. Put my face over on that corner, put his on that corner, and then cut. And they were like, cool.
It just kind of looked good off
cool,
the
cool, and
off
it kind of catches your eye. No?
We're also asking people, what is your favorite Beatles album cover and why? So
Revolver.
Yeah, Revolver is the coolest. And the coolest record, too.
It's all she wrote, man. Revolver. 30 minutes of greatness.
And their buddy did the drawing, right? Their old bass player. Is it Klaus did it?
Klaus Forman.
Yeah. And he's an awesome guy, so it's cool that they got their friend on. That's probably why it turned out good.
I'm Kiefer, backstage at Bonnaroo with Sons of Fathers.